When you're out walking, it is important to stay hydrated. And it's important to have water that is healthy, that you actually want to drink. And can I tell you how much I love my AquaTrue water? It's amazing. By the way, in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 20% off at AquaTrue.com. Are you aware of the research by the Environmental Working Group that indicates virtually every home in America has harmful contaminants in tap water? Well, the AquaTrue purifiers are able to remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and are specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. My sponsor, AquaTrue, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and today you'll get 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com. Enter the code WALKING when you check out. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use the promo code WALKING. Life is busy. And sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites. And it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code WALKING50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made yourself, and we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. I'm out early in the morning. The sun has not yet risen. It is dark. I'm walking along an access road through a wooded area, and this time I actually brought a flashlight so I can see what's going on. Don't want to trip over anything because this access road, which used to be part of the Myrtle Beach Air Force Base, and I've talked about this before, it's paved, but there's all kinds of debris on the pavement because it's not used. At least it's not used consistently. So there could be large sticks or anything else. And if I can't, okay, something. Did you hear that? Something there in the woods just started moving around. So this walk is going to be a little bit of an adventure as well. What's back here? It's funny because I have walked back here during the day and it just has a whole different look and feel. And I think there's something about the flashlight that actually makes it, for me, feel even creepier than if I was just walking along the path without the flash. Which makes no sense, but I'm half tempted to turn the flashlight off. No, we'll leave it on. One of the ongoing debates that pops up from time to time among listeners to this podcast, and I certainly see it in the media, is this question of which is better, walking or running? Have you ever asked that question? Well, let's talk about it. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. If you're a longtime listener, I'll tell this quickly because you've heard this before. I began pursuing fitness, I think I was 47, and for the first 5 years, almost 6 years, I was a runner. did that for more than 5 years, and then I got a Fitbit, which allowed me to add in a level of self-competition. I was tracking my steps, how many steps am I getting, and found out that running wasn't giving me as many steps as I thought it was, and started walking at the end of every run to get some additional steps, and then realized after doing that for about 5 months that I so much more enjoyed the walking part than the running part. And one day as I was getting ready to run, I was like, well, this is dumb. I like walking more. Why don't I just walk? And on that day and that moment, made walking my primary fitness activity. So I have experienced both ends of this question, which is better, running or walking? If you read these articles, if you read the expert opinions, by the way, I'm not a doctor, not a licensed personal trainer. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. But almost universally, the experts say that you pretty much get the same health benefits from both, from running and from walking. And some of the experts even say that whether you run a mile or you walk a mile, you burn the same number of calories, about 100. We're talking averages here. Human beings are complex, and not everybody burns the same amount of calories for the same distance. But on average, you run a mile, you burn 100 calories. You walk a mile, you burn 100 calories. The long-term potential health benefits of running, almost identical to the long-term potential health benefits of walking in terms of lowering the risk of certain types of diseases. Now, some of the experts will add in that because running involves some higher intensity activity and the heart rate is elevated more running than walking, I think they've even looked at the risk of early death, mortality, that in some of these studies, running lowers that risk a little bit more than walking. But big picture, by and large, one is not overwhelmingly different than the other. So pretty much the same long-term benefits. Walking, because it's a lower impact fitness activity, is going to put less strain on your joints. One of the things that I have heard quite frequently from folks my age, some a little bit younger, some a little bit older, they say, yeah, I used to run, my knees can't handle it anymore. And so they transition to walking, or something can't handle it anymore. They used to run, but they've transitioned to walking because it's a lower impact fitness activity. My wife is a runner. If you bring up this idea, this notion that running always hurts your knees and always hurts your joints, she'll say, no, it doesn't. In fact, there is research that indicates that it's not a slam dunk always kind of thing. But the reality is walking is a lower impact fitness activity than running. And for some, for many, that matters. So walking does have that benefit over running. Here's the biggest difference between the two: time. So I mentioned the whole calorie thing. You run a mile, burn 100 calories. You walk a mile, you burn 100 calories. Seems the same, but you can run that mile in probably less than half the time that you can walk the mile. So which is better, walking or running? Really, the answer depends on you. Which do you like more? Which are you more motivated to do on a consistent daily basis? Which are you willing to stick with? Do you want to stick with? And that's the answer to the question for you, which is better, running or walking? I will say this, though. The transitioning to go from running to walking is hard. It's not so much the physical difficulty, it's the emotional difficulty. Most runners have a passion for running, and they make that transition not for reasons like I did, which was running, but walking I love. Most have to transition from running to walking because of injury, because they're not physically able to run anymore, at least in the way that they had been. And so to keep pursuing fitness, they transition from running to walking. And that's hard. and this is a whole separate episode, and I've talked about this, the idea is walking really exercise, because running, yep, that feels like exercise. Walking, that's what I do to warm up or to cool down. That's not exercise. And so there's a mental shift, which is really very challenging. By the way, if you're listening to this podcast and you're making that transition from running to walking, there is a ton of research that indicates what we're doing, what you're doing. This activity of walking is exercise. When we do it with intentionality and with some intensity, this very much is exercise. But it still is a tough transition. And so I'm now getting ready to leave this access road. The road, by the way, is not so long that I've been walking in a straight line for the entire podcast. There's actually a loop in the middle. I have no idea what they use this road for. When this was the Air Force Base, I did see an old fire hydrant that was kind of rusted and corroded that I don't think I'd ever noticed that before. Anyhow, there was a loop. There's a loop that I can walk, and so I was walking that. And now I am leaving this area. I no longer have the paved road. It's simply a trail with sticks, and the flashlight is really helpful here. And in just a moment, I'm going to be out of the woods and into a field area, and there is some lighting. Sun still isn't up, but now I've got some lighting, so I'm going to turn the flashlight off and continue my walk. If your fitness promise is to walk 10 minutes every day, you've almost fulfilled today's promise, which means you get to add another link to your growing fitness chain. And if you have the 90-day fitness chain tracker, that means you can color in another set of footprints. If you don't have the tracker, there's a link in the show notes. Tap the link, download the tracker, make your fitness promise, and begin building your 90-day fitness chain. Thanks for listening. Thanks for walking with me today. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.